So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hamalves chaveroi loyim ashkenenu ela bebezdin. A creditor can only seize collateral through the courts and may not take it himself from the debtor, even if he meets him in the market. Additionally, v'loyi kones lebeisoi litel mashkoinoi. He may not enter the debtor's home to take collateral, shenemar b'chutz tamoid. In order to explain to whom the Mishnah is referring, the Gemara cites a machloikis between two brises regarding the power of a shliach bezdin to seize collateral. The pasuk says, ki sashe v'rayacha mashas me'umo, loy sovoy el beisoy lavoit avoitoy. The creditor may not enter the debtor's home to take collateral, and so he obviously must stay outside. Therefore, when the pasuk continues, b'chutz tamoid, v'ho'ish asher ata noyshe boy, yoytzi elecha es ho'avoit achutzo, b'shliach bezdin akosuv medaber, the term v'ho'ish must refer to a shliach bezdin. Now, the first brisa reads the pasuk b'chutz tamoid v'ho'ish, and so shliach bezdin kemalve. Like the creditor, the shliach bezdin may not enter the home to seize the collateral. The second brisa reads the pasuk b'chutz tamoid, the creditor may not enter, but v'ho'ish asher ata noyshe boy yoytzi, and so shliach bezdin kiloive. Like the debtor, who's in his home, the shliach bezdin may enter the home to seize collateral. However, all agree, shliach bezdin mintach netuche. A shliach bezdin may seize collateral from the creditor outside of his home. Accordingly, the Gemara offers two interpretations of our Mishnah. According to the second brisa, hamalve es chaveroi lo yimashkenenu ela bebezdin. A creditor may only seize collateral through the courts. On the other hand, bebezdin memashkenen. A shliach bezdin may seize collateral. Additionally, hareze nichnas lebeisoi umemashkenoi. A shliach bezdin may even enter the home to seize the collateral. However, bal choiv afilu nituche nami loy. Gzeira shema yikones lebeisoi litel mashkenoi. The creditor may not ever seize collateral, even outside the home, to ensure that he will not enter the debtor's home to take it. According to the first brisa, we interpret our Mishnah as follows. Hamalve es chaveroi loy yinatchenu ela bebezdin. A creditor can only seize collateral through the courts. Additionally, v'lo yikones lebeisoi litel mashkoinoi. Even a shliach bezdin who can seize collateral may not enter the debtor's home to take it. Based on this machloikis, the Gemara interprets several other psukim. One pasuk says, lo yachavel rechayim v'orochev. One may not take a millstone as collateral. The Gemara infers, hadvarim acherim chavoil. One may take other items as collateral. Similarly, another pasuk says, lo yisachvel beged almono. One may not seize a widow's garment as collateral. The Gemara infers, hashal acherim tachboil. One may take other people's garments as collateral. And as Rashi explains, rechayim v'rechev begav beisa shchichi. These items, and especially clothes, are usually found in a home, implying that other items may be taken even from the debtor's home. The Gemara explains how the two earlier opinions interpret these psukim. According to the second brisa, shliach bezdin, this refers to a shliach bezdin who, although he may enter a home to take collateral, he must heed these restrictions. According to the first brisa, bebal choiv, v'lavro olav b'shnei lavin, this refers to the creditor and adds an additional prohibition in these cases. The Mishnah continues. If the debtor had two items, which together equal the value of the loan, the creditor may only take one at a time, leaving the debtor with his needs. The Mishnah explains, he must leave him his cushion at night and his plow during the day. However, if the debtor dies, he does not need to return the collateral to his heirs, but may sell them to collect his debt, because, as Rashi explains, the pasuk says, "Hashev teshivim loy v'loy liyorshin." He only returns collateral to the debtor. A brisa elaborates on these halachas. Kederech shemesadrin ba'arochin, kach mesadrin bebalchoiv. Regarding the assessment to collect arochin, a pledge to pay hektish, the predetermined value of one's own worth as specified by the Torah based on his age and gender, the pasuk says, if he is too poor to pay the full amount. And we expound, we make an assessment to ensure that he's left with his basic necessities. Similarly, when taking collateral, one must leave the borrower with his necessities. It must be pointed out, however, that there is a difference between arachin and balchayv. In the case of Arachin, he pays whatever he can afford at that time and is exempt from the rest even if he later becomes wealthy. However, in the case of Baal Chayiv, he still owes the rest of the loan and must pay it if and when he can afford it. The Braisa elaborates, V'lo yimashkenenu dvarim she'oisin bohem oichel nefesh. The creditor may not take as a collateral items used for food preparation. V'noisein mita u'mita u'matza le'osher, mita u'mita u'maputz le'oni. He must leave two beds, with either a felt spread or a mat, depending on what the debtor is accustomed to using. The Gemara explains the need for two beds, chada de ochelala, v'chada de zogala. One to recline on while eating, and one to sleep on, because Shmuel said, kol milia dana susayu levar mihanitlas. I know the cure for every ailment except for three, one of which is man de ochel nama v'leimaski arba garmidi. One who eats a meal and does not walk four amos before sleeping. Therefore, it was the custom to have a separate bed for sleeping four amos away from the bed where one eats to ensure that one stays healthy. However, the Braisa concludes, Loi avaloi le'ishtoi, v'loi lebanov ulevnoisov. One does not need to provide for the needs of his wife or children. The Mishnah concludes, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Af la'atzmoi einoi machzer, ela ad shloishim yoim. He only returns the collateral for 30 days. Umishloishim yoim ulahalon moichron bebezdin. After 30 days, he sells it through the court to collect his payment. The Gemara suggests that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ad shloishim yoim hadar le be'enei. Until 30 days, the collateral is returned intact. Mikan ve'elach mehadar le lemay de chazile umizavninon may de loy chazile. Subsequently, the item is sold. An item of lesser value but equal utility is bought and returned to him, and the creditor keeps the rest. However, the Gemara refutes this interpretation because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel svirale kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hein. All Yidden are treated as royalty. Therefore, lekamidi de loichazile. It's not possible to say that something is not suitable for any borrower. As he states in a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Loyas haluf, loyas achardol, luf beans and mustard seeds are muktzah on Shabbos because they have no practical use. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel mater beluf, bepnei shehu maichol le'oirvin. The beans can be used to feed ravens. Although only wealthy people keep ravens as pets, Rav Shimon Gamliel svirulei kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hein. All Yidden are treated as royalty. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon Gamliel zavuni legamri ka'amar. He holds that the item is sold and the creditor keeps its entire value. Accordingly, the Gemara points out, Rav Shimon Gamliel, hashta zavuni mizavninan le, sidure mitradrinan le. If he holds one may sell the item, he certainly does not hold that we make an assessment to leave him with his necessities.